Beloved friends, we greet you in the precious name of the Lord Jesus, our Savior. We welcome you to the greatest story that ever was told, the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, the good news of redemption. My beloved friend, where would you advise any person to find redemption? Anyone that is seeking the salvation for their soul, if you were to be asked, where would you send them? I hope that you know what God teaches from His Word concerning it. Be sure that you do not direct anyone to the wrong place or even to the wrong person. Let us listen to God's Word telling us from the precious Bible in Ephesians 1, verse 7, saying, in Him, that is in Christ, the beloved Son of God, in Him we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of His grace. Note very carefully the right answer to the question, where is redemption found? 'Tis not found in the church, nor in the preacher, nor in the priest, nor in the government. Name all the places and persons you can. But it is found only in one living, loving person, Christ the Son of God, and in Him alone. Make certain that you believe and that you know this. It is in Christ, God's beloved Son. Now, why in Him alone? Listen to the text where we read, in Him we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of His grace. Please follow me, and let us learn four blessed and eternal facts from our verse. First, the place of redemption. 'Tis very obvious that in the world today, all over the world, you can find a multitude of people seeking redemption, the assurance of heaven, and in a great variety of places, and you will find them seeking many different ways, but going to the wrong source, sad to say. No place upon the earth, from east to the west, from the north pole to the south, will ever be found as the place for salvation or the redemption of the soul. We must come to Christ, and He now is not on the earth, but in heaven. But He offers salvation to all who will come to Him. He still declares, as He did once upon the earth, come unto Me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Matthew 11:28. By faith you and I must come to Him, for Jesus alone can save you. In Him we have redemption. Now why should we and must we come to Him? Well, second, because of the power of redemption. It is through His blood. Have you ever read or heard the words, without the shedding of blood there is no remission, or the forgiveness of sins? Hebrews 9:22. Have you never noticed the great theme of redemption by blood runs through the Bible from cover to cover? Even in Genesis chapter 3, you find the blood in the Garden of Eden when God slew an animal to clothe Adam and Eve, our first parents, following their sin. The sacrifice of blood is seen upon the altars of the patriarchs. Go to the book of Exodus chapter 12. See the blood of the Paschal Lamb, the ground of Israel's redemption, out of Egypt and from the judgment of death. On through all their history, sacrificial offerings upon the altar were required. But don't forget, greatest and most important of all was the shedding of the blood of Christ upon the cross of Calvary for the world of sinners. Redemption by blood will be the song in heaven, as revealed in Revelation chapter 5, when the redeemed saints there shall sing, Thou hast redeemed us to our God by Thy blood, as they worship the Lamb above. But most of all, best of all, it is to be able to say, the blood of Jesus Christ cleanseth me from all sin. 1 John 1:7. My friend, can you say that the blood of Christ is over your soul? Would you be free from your burden of sin, wrote the songwriter? There's power in the blood. There's power in the blood of the Lamb. So forget not, redemption is found in Christ because of the cleansing power of His precious blood. And our text in Ephesians goes on to say, also, the proof of redemption. And what is the proof of redemption? It is the forgiveness of sins. Now, what does the word forgiveness mean? Sometimes translated by the word remission of sins. Well, it actually means to lose something, to have something taken away, to have a release from a great burden. For may I say, my beloved friend, when you and when I will trust the Lord Jesus Christ and His precious blood alone for redemption, according to God's word, we lose something worth losing, my friend, our sins. Let me quote three texts from the Bible, telling us what God does when He forgives a sinner who trusts His beloved Son and the redeeming blood of Calvary. First, we find in Psalm 103 and verse 12, God says, "As far as the east is from the west, so far hath He removed our transgressions from us." He takes the sins of the believing sinner, and He puts them out of reach. Second, we read in Micah 7 and verse 19, "Thou wilt cast all their sins into the depths of the sea." For when God forgives sins, He places them out of sight, down into the depths of the sea. But better still, in Jeremiah 31:34, as well as Hebrews 10, verse 17, we find God declaring, "Their sins and iniquities will I remember no more." When God forgets sins, He puts them out of mind. Remembered no more, my friend. This is the proof of redemption. That when you and when I believe upon His Son, when we trust the precious blood of Christ for our soul's redemption, we are forgiven. Our sins, which were upon the conscience, are removed, out of reach, out of sight, out of His blessed memory. For when God forgives, He does more than we humans do. He forgets. Yes, the poet is well written, "As far as the west is removed from the east, He banished my sins, both the greatest and least. My sins are forgiven. Are yours? My sins are forgiven. Are yours?" We come to the fourth truth in our text, the plenitude of redemption, according to the riches of His grace. Please note this expression, "according to the riches," not the poverty, but the riches, the greatness, the plenitude, the plenteousness of God's grace. Now, what is the meaning of grace? Well, it means God's undeserved favor towards sinners, toward you, my friend, and toward me. We both deserve eternal judgment. But in order to deliver us from our eternal doom, God is the God of all grace. I wonder if I could illustrate, in some little measure, the grace of God. May I suggest to think with me, when the world crucified the Son of the living God, did it not deserve immediate judgment and destruction? But instead, God in matchless, merciful grace extended His grace and His love, and He has done so for nearly 2,000 years, delaying the inevitable judgment that will come upon sinners who may be lost. But in order that sinners might be saved and hear the gospel and be able to receive the forgiveness of sins, He has extended that great day of grace. The words of Romans chapter 5 and verse 20 remind us of the greatness of that grace. "But where sin abounded," and my beloved friend, does not sin abound? And is it not more abounding today than ever in human history? But listen to the words, "But where sin abounded, grace did much more abound." My beloved, let me state, God's grace is great enough to save the worst of sinners. And if you don't believe it, please remember the words of the Apostle Paul. that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. 1 Timothy 1 and verse 15. My beloved, you will have to argue with Paul about that matter if you do not think that he is the greatest of sinners. But if you may perhaps think you are the greatest of sinners, listen again to the word. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. Well, did the poet write the lovely hymn, Grace, Grace, God's Grace, Grace that will pardon and cleanse within. Grace, Grace, God's Grace, Grace that is greater than all our sin. Oh, may I earnestly say, my beloved sinner friend, you without the Savior, no matter how great your sins are, and I guarantee they must and they are big and they are great, but God's mercy and grace is greater. My beloved friend, let me repeat the theme of our subject. Where can redemption be found? And where do we find it? Only in Christ. For in Him we have redemption, through His blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of His grace. My beloved friend, have you found redemption? If you're unsaved, find it right now. The place, the person of Christ. Bow before Him. The power of it, through His precious blood that cleanseth from all sin. The proof of it, the forgiveness of sins, the moment you believe and receive the Savior. The plenteousness of it, all and more than you need, it is through the riches of His grace. May God help you to say, thank God, in Christ I have redemption, through His blood, the forgiveness of my sins, according to the riches of His grace. Blessed and Holy Father, sanctify in the power of the Holy Spirit the precious truth of redemption in and through Christ and faith in His precious blood to every heart. Amen.